The high suicide rate of military veterans is a problem all over the country. That's why some doctors have started having hard conversations with their patients, asking veterans about firearm ownership. And there's research that says it might be a good idea. Chris Haxel reports for Guns and America.
In some ways, Lynn Rolfe seems to have it all. He has a good job, he's engaged to be married, and he lives in an outdoorsman's paradise, a cabin on a lake near Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Rolfe likes to watch the critters. His dog, Boomer, likes to chase him.
Hey. Out!
It's a big change from 15 years ago when Rolfe was in the Army. He led a company of soldiers into Iraq shortly after the invasion during what he calls the Mad Max days. They faced machine gun fire and rocket-propelled grenades as they patrolled supply routes on the outskirts of Baghdad, then improvised explosive devices.
The enemy was testing IEDs on my guys before they went into Baghdad to use it on the big units.
Eventually, a squad of soldiers under Rolfe's command was hit. They'd just arrived from Afghanistan and hadn't learned new techniques soldiers were using to counter the evolving threat of IEDs. Rolfe still wears a metal bracelet engraved with the name of one of those soldiers, alongside the date of the explosion. There are other names, too. Over the years, he's lost soldiers under his command, classmates, friends.
That haunts the definite guilt every day for should I have let him go out, you know, those questions.
After Rolfe got out of the Army, he worked at nearby Fort Leavenworth as a contractor. He spent most of his free time drinking, and sometimes took a long look at the handgun he kept in his truck.
I admit it, all the time I've had conversations with one of my pistols, numerous times, about how easy it would be to put it in the mouth.
I ask him how the conversation goes.
Pretty one-sided, you know.
Eventually, he was diagnosed with PTSD and got help. He stopped talking to his gun and started talking to doctors at the Department of Veterans Affairs. And there's a growing body of research that people like him should be talking about guns with their doctor.
It's very clear that veterans are at higher risk to die from suicide.
That's Dr. Marcia Valenstein. She's a researcher, psychiatrist, and professor emeritus at the University of Michigan.
That veterans with mental health conditions are at even greater risk, and that most of these suicides are completed using firearms.
Valenstein says many doctors are worried their patients will get mad if they try to talk about guns. For VA doctors working with patients who are in the military, that's especially true. Valenstein and a team of researchers surveyed VA patients who had already received mental health treatment. They asked about how open the veterans might be to a series of interventions, ranging from basic screening questions and free gun locks to temporarily giving up their guns. The results were surprising. 93% of respondents were open to a low-intensity technique, such as talking about guns with their doctor. The survey showed 3 out of 4 veterans also endorsed at least one of the more intensive options.
I think this is pretty clear that this is a positive response from veterans and high-risk veterans in mental health care.
The key factor, she says, making these interventions voluntary. It's doctors and patients working together.
Don't play with the geese.
Back at the cabin, Rolfe says he probably would not hand his guns over to the government during a mental health crisis, but he would give them to his dad.
Because you're not talking about the Second Amendment or anything like that. Then I think you're more looking at the safety aspect and the taking care of the person.
Rolfe still has bad days, the ones listed on his bracelet, for example. But now, instead of talking to his gun, he picks up the phone and calls his former soldiers, just to see how they're doing. For Guns and America, I'm Chris Haxel.